Here's the snap. There's a handoff. It's mishandled. It's on the dirt. It's a fumble, and Anna recovers at the Quinlan 25-yard line. Oh, that's got to hurt.
Yep. Number six, Dylan Jackman, trying to receive the handoff. Just seemed like he never got a handle on it. The ball was on the turf, recovered by number four, Amonte Davis of the Anna Coyotes.
So Quinlan with a huge defensive stand and then the bad handoff right there. It's a fumble. He never had control of it. Byer Smith put it in the breadbasket, and it just bounced out and bounced straight at two purple jerseys. And that would be Anna in the purple, Quinlan in the all-white tonight. So a first and 10 from the Quinlan 26-yard line. The Anna Coyotes, wow, all of a sudden threatening once again. 11:14 left in the half, 6-0, Anna over Quinlan. Shotgun formation, here's the snap. Hand off to Lee over the left side, up the middle, slam to the turf after a 3-4. That may be 6 yards on the carry. We'll see where they mark this one, Brian.
Yeah, it looks about 5.5, 6 yards on the carry. Number 10, Lee, go ahead and give him 6 yards on that. Brought down by number 61, Matthew Bryant. Defensive lineman senior right there for the Quinlan Panthers.
So a second and, I actually give him five. Second and five for the Coyotes. Here's a snap. Handoff over the left side. That's close to the line of gain for the Coyotes. Two quick runs. And that was
Abner Dubar on the carry right there.
Yes. Number eight.
Yeah, it looks like a 4-yard pickup. Going to be third and one.
Coyotes 6-0 over Quinlan. 10:19 left in the first half. Shotgun. Three receivers near side, one far. Dubar to the right of Crosby in the backfield at shotgun. Here's a snap. Fakes the handoff. Crosby plunges up the middle. This should be enough for a first down. As he's finally taken down after 1 yard on the carry, but we'll see where they spot this one. It's very, very close. We may need a measurement, Brian.
Yeah, it's a 1 yard pickup, but are they even calling for the measurement?
No, they aren't. They're going to spot this one about half yard short.
Another big fourth down play here. Interesting, though, like you said, we're not even seeing the option for field goals at this point. These two run-heavy defenses are just happy pounding it out with each other.
Yeah, Anna would have definitely gone for it earlier inside the Quinlan 15-yard line, but that was a fourth and three. This fourth and inches. Here's the snap. Handoff to Dubar, and he's stuffed in the backfield. Another huge fourth down play for the Quinlan defense.
Yeah, number 61 right there, Matthew Bryant again in on the tackle right there. Two tackles in the last three plays for Bryant, helping the Quinlan four defense hold right there. Another turnover on downs. Interesting.
Yeah, and Anna has been leaning on Dubar a lot here in the early going. And Quinlan keyed on it that time. Stopped him again. On fourth and inches here, fourth and three, they stopped him after 2 yards. Fourth and 3 inches here, they stopped him after 2 inches, and Quinlan gets the ball on their own 16-yard line. Here's a snap. Beierschmidt over the left side, cuts across the middle of the field, 8 yards on the carrier. Is this another fumble? It is! Anna comes out of the bottom of a pile. Beierschmidt fumbles the ball. Oh, my goodness!
Yeah, 10-yard pickup right there by Beierschmidt. As he was cutting to the far side of the field, he kind of got arm tackled, and as it slung him around, he was trying to maintain possession with one foot. As he did so to reach for the ground with one arm, the ball just seemed to pop out, and a handful of Anna Coyotes right there to jump all over it.
Beierschmidt
was saying he was down. He came up acting like he was down on the play, but no indication from the refs.
Deja vu. Stop them on fourth down, fumble it right away. So the Anna Coyotes at the Quinlan 25-yard line, first and 10. Two receivers far side, one near, shotgun for Crosby. Here's a snap. He's looking over the left side. He's firing towards the back of the end zone. He's falling down, trying to catch it. Incomplete for Amonte Davis.
Amonte Davis had the man coverage right there. Interesting to see them on first down come out and throw it up in this wind and a run-heavy offense. Great man-on-man coverage right there, number 16, Dustin Fulbright, on the defense for the Quinlan Panthers.
So brings up a second and 10, very close to being a completion. I was amazed he got that ball got through the defense as well as it did, and that Amonte Davis had as much of a chance as he did, but it hit the turf, and that's incomplete. Second and 10, 6-0, Anna over Quinlan, 9 minutes left in the half. Man in motion. Fakes the handoff. No, he gives him the handoff. He's hitting the backfield. He gets away. He's at the line of scrimmage. He's got some lead blocking over the far side. Flag on the play as he waltzes into the end zone.
Yeah, that's going to come back, Kevin. That's a block in the back. Number four, Amonte Davis on it. He's already over there questioning the ref, saying he got him in the side. But looked like he had actually cleared the corner before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a block in the back.
Well, that's he was hitting the backfield. I don't know how he got away from that. But as it did, as you know, the guys get all discombobulated.
Good initial.
Timing gets messed up.
Swarm right there, number 24, yeah. James Hoff, the first one to get him in the backfield.
That was a fantastic play. I don't know how he got away from it, but he did. One of the ways he continued to run, though, was with a block in the back. So they're going to take it from the spot of the foul, and that'll put them at the Quinlan 31. So this brings up a second and 15 for Anna. Shotgun, three receivers near, one far. Man in the backfield to the right of Crosby. Here's a snap, bootleg over the right side. He's motioning his receivers. He's under pressure. He gets hit, gets away from it, just fires it out of bounds over the sideline, out of the tackle boxes. So no intentional grounding, but he's just getting rid of that one as this third down comes up.
Yeah, he bought him a little more. Crosby bought him a little more time initially, but from the blind side right there, coming from behind him, was number 52, Landon Helton, on the play. Good sportsmanship, helping each other up after the play.
Been really impressed by the Anna's players' athleticism tonight. They're hard to tackle, and Quinlan, a very good tackling team. They do a lot of good, solid form tackling. They got some solid defensive players, a linebacker, and on the defensive line. A lot of great athleticism we've seen from Anna. Here's the snap. Handoff over the left side to Lee. Breaks free. He's to the 15, the 10. Diving near the pylon. He's out of bounds at the 2.
Yeah, mark him at the 1. Actually, great job right there of getting the corner, man. I mean, they hit the block. They got outside. And good block by wide receiver number 4, Amonte Davis, to help him seal the edge.
So that'll be 29 yards on the carry for Lee. First and goal from the 2-yard line for Anna. Wow. Shotgun. Two receivers near, one far. Here's the snap. Crosby taken off to the left and waltzes in for 6. That's 2 scores Anna's got over Quinlan. Touchdown, Coyotes.
Yeah, all the motion and everything was going. The block was coming near side. Crosby took the snap, went far side. Seemed like number 10, Garrett Davis, was the only one to sniff it out for Quinlan, but that time it was just a little too late, as he snuck around the corner to get in for 6.
Yeah, as soon as he got the snap, he had a lot of room to run over there, and the line held up front, so the Quinlan Blitz couldn't get back in the backfield. It's pretty easy 6 for Crosby and the Coyotes. Here's the snap for the extra point kick. It's up, and it's good. The Anna Coyotes finally score another touchdown. It took 2 fumbles to do it. 13-0 over Quinlan Ford with 8:17 left in the half. We'll be back with more of the big Friday night game of the week after this on KETR. So 13-0 Anna over Quinlan with 8:17 left to go in the first half. Quinlan with 2 fantastic defensive stands deep in their own territory on 4th down. But then immediately fumbled the ball right away. Anna just getting opportunity after opportunity. Finally, they make it pay off.
Yeah, you give them that many opportunities that deep in your own territory, you know, points are going to happen against you. It seems like every time that they've got their offensive momentum going, they put the ball on the ground.
Anna kicks off. It's high and short. It's fielded at the 35-yard line by the Panthers. That's where they'll take over. On the reception, Louis Gines, senior defensive back, 6 foot, 170 pounds. It's Beierschmidt of the Quinlan Panthers look to try to get something going. I think they've had about 6-7 plays here in the first half. Maybe 10. Yes, one first down on a carry deep in their own territory. First and 10.
From the 34, actually.
From their own 34-yard line, Quinlan Panthers break the huddle. 10 seconds left on the play clock. They are quick from huddle to snap. Man split out right. Direct snap to Chambers. He dives over the right side and is ready for it. It'll be 2 yards on the carry. This will bring up 2nd and 8.
Yeah, very short 2 yards given to him by the ball spotter right there.
So second and.
Yeah, second and eight.
That's 2 yards. They're at the 36-yard line. Second and 8 or 9 for the Panthers. It's a long eight. It's probably 8.5, so take that for what you will.
Yeah, and it comes out so far early. I'm seeing just a base 4-3 defense. 4 down linemen, 3 linebackers, and a 4 secondary. 4 in the defensive back.
Chambers in motion. Shotgun. Here's a snap. Beierschmidt looking over the right side. He's got a man, but he overthrows him at the 50. The intended target on the play, Dustin Fulbright, the leading receiver for the Panthers.
Yeah, number 8, Abner Dubar, back in coverage for the Anacostes in the secondary. Had his hands on it, slapped himself on the helmet about 3 or 4 times after that one. Thinks he should have came up with the interception. Fortunate for Quinlan, that didn't happen.
There is a heavy, about a 20 to 30 mile per hour wind, well, gusting up to 30, maybe 15 mile per hour steady, coming across the field from the visitor stands to the home. Quinlan going right to left. Here's the snap. Fakes the handoff. Looking upfield. Launches it deep downfield. And it is caught. Caught at the 24. In for the touchdown. That is Fulbright. On the reception. Oh, my goodness, Brian. Between two defenders. How'd he manage to pull that one in?
Man, Fulbright right there lined up on the near side in the slot position, ran a skinny post to the far side of the field, got past number 8. We had just mentioned Abner Dubar again in on the coverage. Thought there was a little contact. Ref saw it was incidental. Once he got the ball, he was quick to the end zone to get the 6 points for Quinlan Panthers. Had to have it right there.
64-yard touchdown reception for Fulbright. As they line up for the extra point, here's the snap, here's the kick. It's high, it's long, and it's good. 13-7, Anna over Quinlan now with 7:13 left in the half. We'll be back with more of the big Friday night game of the week after this on KETR. An amazing play by Dustin Fulbright getting the ball delivered from Linus Beierschmidt, the star quarterback for the Quinlan Panthers, who was under all kinds of pressure, managed to get away from 3 guys in the backfield, rolled out to his right, and launched it downfield. We have a heavy crosswind coming across this field. Well, Dustin Fulbright, number 16, the 5'11 senior, leading receiver for the Panthers, manages to catch it as the ball falls through 2 defenders through their hands. He catches them behind them. One defender's on the dirt. The other one's stumbling at that point. Fulbright keeps his feet, turns it around, heads upfield for the 64-yard touchdown reception. Extra point good, 13-7, Anna over Quinlan. Here's the kick. It's high, it's deep, it hits at the 15 and bounces over the return man's head. Goes into the back of the end zone and he doesn't pick it up. He doesn't down it. Quinlan jumps on the ball and it's a touchdown for the Panthers. Wow, a huge mental mistake from the Anna Coyotes.
Wow, that's unbelievable. It was kind of a short kick, landed about the 10-yard line. Number 15, Noah Palshaw was coming up to get it and he stopped short because he knew he wasn't going to get there in time. The ball just bounced over his head back to the end zone. He thought it was going to roll out of the back of the end zone, and it came to rest just at the very back line, inside the line. And as Quinlan just kept hustling
down there.
It's
a live ball.
Yeah, he never picked it up.
It's a live ball. He went back there and looked at it and thought about it. And the Quinlan special teams is just coming down. Oh, we have a flag on the far side near the Quinlan sideline. This may have been after the touchdown, though. They're calling this a touchback now.
Okay, so they've taken the 6 off of the board.
Touchback. This will come out to the 25-yard line and still be Anna's ball. So they had to confer, and, Brian, it looked very close to being out of bounds there on the back. So I think what we had here was that Quinlan did get out there and was able to jump on the ball and land on it, but one of the guys touching the ball had a foot out of bounds. So
it looked like as 15 Palshaw right there was going down at the last second to try to grab the ball that he got contacted and knocked out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah, I was surprised to see the touchdown signal come up from the ref, but he was standing right next to the ball.
Yeah.
They discuss it, but there was a flag on the far side. I don't know if that'll be picked up. Nope. Locking the back on Anna. We're going to push this one back to the 15. So Anna will have a first and 10 from their own 15. The out of bounds seemed like the logical thing during the play, but, you know, sports ain't always logical, Brian.